ओम नमो
भगवती
वासुदेवाय
ओम
नमो
भगवती
वासुदेवाय
ओम
नमो
भगवती
वासुदेवाय
बरियान
ईशा
ते
प्रश्ना
कृतो
लोका
हितं
नृपा
आत्मा
वीत
सम्मता
पुंसां
श्रोतव्या
दिशु
जाह
परहा
बरियाने सति प्रश्नः
कृतो
लोकहितं
नृपा
आत्मविसम्मता
पुंसां
श्रोतव्यादिशुजः परा बरियाने सति प्रश्नः कृतो लोकहितं
नृपा
आत्मविसम्मतो पुंसां श्रोतव्यादिशुजः परः श्रोतव्यादिनिराजेन्द्र निनाङ्सन्ति सहस्रशः आपश्यताम् आत्मतत्त्वम् गृहेषु गृहमेधिनां श्रोतव्यादिनिराजेन्द्र निनाङ्सन्ति सहस्रशः आपश्यताम् आत्मतत्त्वम् गृहेषु गृहमेधिनां परीक्षित महाराज क्वेश्चन तो सुखदेव गोस्वामी व्हाट इज माय ड्यूटी नाउ आई एम गोइंग टू डाई विद इन 7 days व्हाट इज माय ड्यूटी सो ही इंक्वायर्ड अबाउट कृष्णा because Parikshit Maharaj, born in a Vaishnava family, Arjuna's grandson, the Pandavas, they are Vaishnavas and devotee of Krishna. So from the childhood, he had the opportunity to worship Krishna. He was playing with Krishna deities. So naturally, he was inclined to hear about Krishna. So he inquired, what is my duty? Shall I simply hear about Krishna or something else? So on hearing this question, Sukadeva Goswami is congratulating him. Bariyane sati Krishna. Oh, your question is very wonderful. Very welcome, Bariyan. Bariyan means very welcome, what I have given, Bariyan. Glorious, yes. Glorious Krishna, because you have inquired about Krishna. So, Bariyane sate Krishna, Krito loka hitam nipa. My dear King, this question is all auspicious for all the people of the world. If we simply inquire about Krishna or hear about Krishna, even though we do not understand, but that vibration of Krishna, just like we are chanting Hare Krishna, We may not understand what is meaning of Hare Krishna, but still, because it is transcendental sound, it is auspicious. Wherever you chant Hare Krishna, they may hear or they may not hear, it is auspicious for them. So we are sending our men for street sankirtan. It doesn't matter whether people are eager to hear it or not, but it is auspicious. It will create an atmosphere which is very, very congenial to the human society. That should be our principle. Not that because we are chanting, nobody is taking care, we shall not be disappointed. However, this Sankirtan movement is so nice that simply by chanting, the vibration will create an auspicious atmosphere. Very honest of the person. Now, you can practically see those who are old members. So I began in this New York, in that storefront, simply by chant. So I did not bribe you American boys and girls to come after me. This only asset was chant. That Tomkinson, this Brahmananda Swami, he first came to dance with my chant. He and Achyutananda, that was the first dancing of our Krishna conscious movement. Yes. And I had no mridangas. That was a, what is that? Drum, little drum. So I was chanting Hare Krishna from 2 to 5, 3 hours. And so many boys and girls were coming and joining. And there was first photograph in the Times, New York Times. They appreciated, and people also appreciated. So this chanting, the beginning was only chanting. There was no nothing more. At that time there was no program of prasad distribution. That later on it came. So you should always be confident that this chanting is not a vibration of this material world. This is not vibration of material. Narottamdas Thakur says, Golokera Premodhana Hari Nama Sankirt. It is imported from the spiritual world. It is completely spiritual. Otherwise, how it is possible? Sometimes the so-called yogis, they say that chanting in Bombay, there is a so-called rascal, he says the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and chanting of Coca-Cola is the same. He's such a rascal. He does not know that this is not a vibration of this material world. But one who has no knowledge, they think that, what is the meaning of this chant? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But they can practically see that we can go on chanting day and night, still we shall not become tired. But any other material name you take, after chanting 3 times we'll feel tired. That is the proof. You can go on chanting day and night, you'll never feel tired. So these people, poor people, they have no brain to understand. Anyway, the chanting is so auspicious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his benediction. Chaita Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadabhagni Nidbhavanam. We are suffering in this material world because we are not cleansed of our understanding or of our heart. The heart is not cleansed. So this chanting will help us to cleanse the heart. Sinnatang sakatha krishna punna sevana kirtana riddantastha avadrani vidhunati suhissata. Chanting is so nice that as soon as you take to chanting or hear about Krishna, the chanting is also hearing about Krishna. So immediately the cleansing process begins, cheta darpana marjana. And as soon as our heart is cleansed, bhava mahadava agni nirvapanam, then we become free from the blazing fire of this material existence. So chanting is auspicious. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaja, Sukadeva Goswami says, Ibhariyane sate prasna, krito loka hitang nipa. In another place also, Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami said, Jatkita krishna sang prasna, jayatma sam prasidati. When the great saintly persons in the Naimisharana inquired about Krishna, he replied like that. Jat kita krishna sang prasna. Because you have inquired about Krishna, it will cleanse your heart. Jino atma sam prasidati. You will feel a very transcendental bliss, comfort within your heart. So, Varyane sati prasna krita lokahitam. Lokahitam. Actually, our this movement is the prime welfare activities to the human society. Lokahitam. It is not a business. Business means my hitam, my benefit only. It is not. It is Krishna's business. Krishna's business means Krishna is for everyone. Therefore, Krishna's business is meant for everyone. We therefore welcome everyone. There is no distinction. Come here and chant loka hitam. And a sadhu, a saintly person, should always think of loka hitam. That is the difference between sadhu and ordinary man. Ordinary man, he thinks only of himself or expanded himself for family, for community, for society, for nation. These are all expanded selfishness. Expanded. When I'm alone, I'm thinking of my benefit only. When I'm little grown up, I think of my brothers and sisters. And when I'm little advanced, I think of my family. Little advanced, I think of my community. Little advanced, I think of my country, my nation. Or I can think of the whole human society internationally. But Krishna is so big that Krishna includes everyone, not only human society, animal society, bird society, beast society, tree society, everything. Krishna says, Aham bija padapita, I am the seed-giving father of all these forms. There are 8,400,000 different kinds of forms. Krishna claims they, all of them are my part and parcel, living entities, but they are now covered by different dress only, but they are living entities. This is Krishna consciousness vision. Therefore, one who is actually Krishna conscious, Pandit, Pandita Samadarshina, Pandita, he does not see the outward dress. He sees the living entity encased in this particular type of body. So he has no concern with the body. Therefore, a sadhu always thinks of everyone's benefit. Just like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, or the Goswami, it is said, लोकानां हितकारिनो त्रिभुवने मन्नो बिकॉज दे वर बेनिफैक्टर फॉर ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज therefore they were honored tribhuvane in three worlds tribhuvane lokanang hitaka nana shastra vichara naik nipuno the sadhu's business is for the benefit of all living entities a sadhu does not like to cut even a tree because he knows here is a living entity he is standing here for many years by his karma and he has to continue this for many years more so he cannot avoid this because it is nature's law just like if you are put into prison for 6 months nobody can save you nobody can make you less one day less than 6 months So we get our particular type of body, we have to remain in that body for a certain period by the laws of nature. So by cutting the body, the living entity does not die, but because we check the continuation of his period, therefore he become sinful. You cannot cut even a tree without Krishna's purpose. Without Krishna's purpose, we cannot kill even an ant, we cannot cut even a tree. Then we shall be liable to punishment. So, a sadhu sees that here is also a living entity. Pandita samadar vidya vinaya sampanni brahmani gavi hastini sunichi cha supakichi Pandita samadarshana. Pandit does not make any discrimination that here is an animal, here is a man. No, he sees the animal is also part and parcel of Krishna. He has got a different body. The man also, he is also part and parcel of Krishna. He has got a different body. Karmana, according to one's karma, he is put into different time. So, Lokahita. Now, this Krishna Sankrishna, this question and answer about Krishna, if we simply hear, that is recommendation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manobhi. You remain in your position, but you try to hear about Krishna. That is the recommendation. Simply you come in this temple and try to hear about Krishna. Sthane sthita sutigatang tanuva. That will purify. Krishna kirtan, Krishna's name is so powerful. Simply if you hear Krishna, 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 you become purified. Therefore it is said, Bariyane Sati Prasna Kritu Loko Hidanganiko Atmavit Sammata. Atmavit. It is not that I am only eulogizing. Atmavit Sammata. All great personalities who is self-realized. Atmavit. Atmavit means one who knows Atma. General people, they do not know Atma. But Atmavit means one who knows Atma. Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul, I am not this body. And one who is well acquainted about this Atma Tattva. So unless one becomes aware of this Atma Tattva, whatever he is doing, he is being defeated. They are saying, generally, people, they are thinking that I am now constructing this big skyscraper building, I am successful, I have become rock child, I have become poor. That is not Atmavit. Atmavit Because he is materially opulent, that does not mean atmavid. That's subject matter will be discussed in the next verse. Apasadamatvatattam. One who cannot see his atmavid. Griheshu griyamedila. They are compact in this materialistic way of life, griheshu, griyamedina. Their condition is very, actually, this is the position of the whole world. They are not atmavit. They do not inquire atmatattam. Therefore, they are less intelligent. In the airport, I say that our propaganda is to make people more intelligent. They might not have taken it very nicely. They thought that this poor Swami has come to make us intelligent. But actually, that is the fact. That is the fact. This is not intelligence. That bodily concept of life, I spoil my whole life for bodily comforts, and then after giving up this body, I become a cat and dog. Then what is that intelligence? Is that very good intelligence? Actually, it has happened. I do not wish to disclose how our Godbhaya Sridhar Maharaj, he was speaking from a paper that one of our great politicians in India, he has now become a dog in Sweden. It is published. There were inquiries about some prominent man in India, and he has answered, and one of the answers is, such and such politician is now one of the two dogs of a gentleman in Sweden. You see? So, this time, in this life, I may become very big man, big politician, big diplomat, big businessman, but next life, after your death, it is your greatness of this material will not help you. That will depend on your work, and nature will offer you a certain type of body you'll have to accept. Of course, you'll forget. That is the concession given by nature, just like we do not remember what we had been in our past life. If I remember that suppose I was a king in my past life, now I have become a dog, then how much suffering it will be. Therefore, by nature's law, one forgets. And death means this forgetfulness. Death means this forgetfulness. So this is a great science. People do not know it. Our Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific, authorized. So our business is to enlighten people as far as possible. And at the same time, we must remain enlightened. We may not be again covered by the darkness of Maya. That we should be. That you can keep yourself very fit not to be covered by the Maya. Mami vaja prapadanti mayami tam taranti. If you very strictly adhere to the principle of Krishna consciousness, then Maya will not be able to touch you. That is the only remedy. Otherwise, Maya is always looking after the opportunity, loophole, how she can capture you again. But if you remain strictly in Krishna consciousness, Maya will not be able to do anything. Mami vaja prapadanti, devijhisa gunamai, mama maya durutta. It is very difficult to get out of the clutches of Maya. It is very difficult. But Krishna says, Mami vaja prapadanti, maya me tang taranti. If one is strictly adherent to the lotus feet of Krishna, always. Therefore, this program is 24 hours thinking of Krishna. Satatam Satatang chintayat Krishna. Kirtaniya sadahari. These are the recommendations. So if we simply think of Krishna, if you cannot do anything, simply think of it. That is the highest meditational purpose. So, always chant Hare Krishna mantra, be in touch with Krishna in so many ways, then you are secure. Maya will not be able to touch you. And if we can somewhere or other pass our days, and at the time of death we remember Krishna, then the whole life is successful. Thank you very much. Thank you.